careof.com. You know your body. We know science. Let's work together. Find the right vitamins, protein, and now collagen too. Personalized just for you. Healthy doesn't have to be hard. We make it easy. Take the quiz. Tell us a little about yourself. We're good listeners. Get nutrients at work. Get your personalized recommendation backed by science and delivered to you. Stick with it long term. Keep the conversation going. We'll adjust as your health needs change. A routine tailored to you. We'll help you create a health plan with vitamins, supplements, and more that help you feel your best today and support you long term. We're with you. Once you have your tailored plan, we'll help you stick with it, track your supplements, learn about how they work, and get new recommendations as your health changes, all in our handy app. Say hello to your new healthy habit. Honest guidance. We promise to be honest with you. That means we'll show you the research and be transparent about how established it is. We don't pretend all supplements have equal levels of scientific evidence or traditional history, because that isn't the truth, but we will always show our work and tailor our guidance to you as an individual. Better ingredients. Our research and development team has traveled the globe so we can provide the most effective, bioavailable, and sustainable ingredients possible. We're transparent about our supply chain because we build products we want to take, and then we deliver them straight to your door. Good morning. Here are your weekly recaps and spoilers for April 8th through the 12th, 2024. The Young and the Restless recaps. Victoria and Adam find common ground. Ashley is rejected by Tucker, and Jordan watches Claire forget Waldo. The person everyone's searching for these days is Jordan. We make the magic get a clue as to where she's hiding out while the mad woman finally be caught again. Ashley is about to have the kind of awakening that will definitely prove a shock to her system. Perhaps the most contentious duel in the Newman family of Adam and Victoria may wind up at loggerheads again when he challenges her anew. Diane knows that Kyle's not been thrilled with the way things played out in the executive office. We'll have a conversation with Jack about a future at Jabal lead to yet another change. Get ready to rumble. A new twist for Ashley is set to cause complete chaos. Mariah and Tessa share good news. Phyllis reacts to Lily firing Daniel, and Victoria and Cole walk down memory lane. Hey Daniel, you screwed things up big time when you cheated on Lily. At least that's how we see it. So we're not at all surprised that you and Heather are struggling to figure out your new normal. Claire will learn a bit more about the life she missed out on when Victoria and Cole share more about the history. Is the past about to repeat itself? It sounds like that. It might be the case when Phyllis shares what we're told is a surprising encounter with Billy. Michelle Steffer comes to the end of an era. It was lovely. If one were about to make a concession, the typical non-judgmental Tracy would probably be the person you'd want hearing it. Listen in as Ashley opens up to her sister. Tucker and Audra have a complex relationship, to say the least, but he's about to prove himself to her in a big way. Nikki finds out that she has a secret admirer. Here's hoping it's not one of the stalker varieties. Oh snap, Jordan jams up spoiler with her latest Annie Newman maneuver. Nikki takes a drink, Lily and Yvonne disagree, and Audra turns down Tucker. Turns out Billy doesn't even have to be in the room in order to cause trouble. How else to explain Lily and Yvonne butting heads over what the future will hold for Jill's son at Chancellor Winters? Oh dear, Nikki's about to give in to temptation, find out why Jordan's to blame. Again, Audra knows better than to take Tucker's words or actions at face value, which is why she winds up questioning his motives. When calls a hard double dip premiere weekend, tease up for a second. Helping of Hallmark's fave Aaron Krakow. Adam and Chelsea return home devastated, and Nick and Lily reconnect. Nick suspects Jordan has accomplice, and she may not be wrong. Lily and Nick find themselves reconnecting. Billy's been there to help Chelsea deal with Connor, so hopefully she can trust the latest promise he's about to make. Adam appears to be in need of a little guidance. Unfortunately, someone's there to point him in the right direction. Restless Rip previewing Jordan's last stand, plus Ashley's altars out of control, Audra's shocking move, and the trouble with Lily's payback, and more. Next week, Daniel asks the unthinkable of Lily. Victor sets the stage to lower the boom on Jordan once and for all, and Ashley fights tooth and nail to regain her sanity, while a 911 call to General City MVP relative to skills in Ashley's favor. Russell's rant, Nikki and Victor's anniversary network, plus the scenes that left us shouting at our TVs. Monday, April 8th, Victor's order from the athlete Kelly must have finally come in. He sets a new trap for Jordan, who so far has proven to be more elusive to him than the Roadrunner ever was to Wile E. Coyote. Since Victoria's house went the ashes to ashes dust to dust route, perhaps a big move that she and Claire make do will be into a new abode the Newman heiress is, after all, rich enough to buy a whole city. Little by little, everyone knows that something isn't quite right, and in fact is very wrong with Ashley. Now it's Audrey who will get a glimpse of a new side of her rival. Tracy E. Bregman held a real lifesaver, which leads her co-star Eric Burden to say, "Take me to her." Tuesday, April 9th, Nikki should know better than to go back on her word, especially to her husband. Nevertheless, she breaks a promise to Victor. We can only hope the latest response is "When Pigs Fly," when two-time guest boyfriend Daniel asks for a second chance. Nothing brings a quarreling family together like a crisis, and Ashley's flight unites her nearest and dearest in a desperate bid to help her. Wednesday, April 10th, being the gambler that he is, Tucker will probably take it in stride when he travels outside of his comfort zone. Ashley engages in a power struggle that sounds an awful lot like a fight for her life, while she vanished utterly in the shadow of her altars. Taraya may be in for a bit of unexpected turbulence thanks to spoiler. Thursday, April 11th, when Jack places a stress call to Sharon, we have a hunch that it won't be because he needs crimson lights to cater last-minute breakfast meeting at Chipotle. Well, General says resident barista business exec therapist be able to diagnose Ashley. Speaking of the patient, Ashley faces a new difficulty, a new environment. When was the last time this poor woman had a nice day, and how far can she be pushed before she snaps irreparably? Friday, April 12th, family friends gather to celebrate the special milestone for Victor and Nikki. Well, a beautiful recap. Finn and Stevie have been through so much in recent weeks. Unfortunately, things are going to go from bad to worse as they did with both Thomas' departure and Sheila's death. Trust us when we say Finn won't win any points with his wife by suggesting that she's been using Thomas and Hope's breakup to stoke the embers of the long-burning feud between the Logans and the Forces. The end of Hope and Liam's marriage was really brutal, so it's understandable that his seemingly genuine concern comes as a surprise to his ex. Things are about to get even more awkward for Zendy and Luna when they find themselves in a situation they couldn't have predicted. Steffi wants an answer from Finn, and the Deacon's plans stir the pot as far as as far as Steph is concerned, the less said about Sheila, now or ever, the better. So she's not going to react particularly well to the news that Deacon is planning a moral service for his late employee lover. Upon hearing what Deacon has planned, the Logan sisters rally to try and convince him that involving Hope or Finn in the moral service would be a really, really bad idea. Liam Hope will continue to put the wounds of the past aside as they bond over the precious daughter, Beth. Deacon and Finn say goodbye to Sheila, and Liam tells Steffi her husband betrayed her. Despite pleas from several corners, Deacon moves forward with the memorial service as he delivers a passionate eulogy. Finn and Hope wind up being in attendance, looking out payback as ahead for Steffi, and Hope's channeling classic Brooke. Deacon and Finn speak at Sheila's memorial, and Lauren, Fenmore, and Eric recall the horror Sheila brought into their lives. Steffi and Liam find themselves with yet another thing in common. Neither is thrilled that Finn and Hope decide to attend Sheila's memorial. Meanwhile, Finn, who has long struggled where his feelings about Sheila are concerned, gives his mom, sorry, his birth mother, an impassioned send-off while catching up with visiting Laura Fenmore. Eric finds himself remembering the time he spent with Sheila. Here's hoping if he even tries to put a positive spin on things, Lauren slaps him, her share style, and shouts, "Step out of it." Deacon's brothers walk at the crematorium. Lauren commiserates with Steffi, and Finn gives Hope life advice. Break out of the bubbly and raise a glass along with Eric and Lauren as they celebrate Sheila being dead and buried. Steffi might want to skip this episode given that her husband and Hope are going to find themselves bonding over their shared connection. Think it's not until I'm ready to say farewell yet. So he accompanies Sheila's body to the crematory and look who he encounters there. Next week, have you heard the one about the nine-toed corpse that had 10 toes, not 9? Well, Fred is about to. After Deacon recovers from the shock that he got at the crematory, he goes straight to Sheila's son to suggest that maybe she is still alive and well. And other developments, Steffi is in for a shock, and then he continues to mistake a special men's field dress that never should have happened for the potential start of an amazing relationship. Do you want to tell him, or must we? Monday, April 8th. Deacon has a complete meltdown at the crematorium, or Sheila. Finn and Hope comfort one another over their recent losses. Deputy Director Beggar gives Steffi something for which to be grateful. Tuesday, April 9th, Steffi inquires Finn about Sheila's memorial. Luna gets anxious when Hope announces her line new design partners. Deacon drops an implausible theory on Finn. Wednesday, April 10th, the disciplined Finn questions Deacon's sanity. Thursday, April 11th, Luna is determined to confess to RJ about her night with Zenday. A tormented Deacon gives Ridge an earful about Sheila. Friday, April 12th, Ridge gives Deacon a big reality check. Finn throws Steffi a curveball, and Zenday confides in Carter about his feelings for Luna. General Hospital recaps. Anna lashes out at Sunny, Jake rejects his father, and Diane tells Alexis what she's learned about her disembarkment. We're not saying Lee as a man should get excited or anything, but Jason is going to pay Elizabeth and Jake a visit, so yeah, do what you will. Now that Dante is finally awake, he can tell the truth about what happened the night of his shocking of his shooting. Anna makes it clear to Sunny that a line has been drawn in the sand. Diane is ready to help Alexis in any way she can. Oh, Mama, it looks as if Natalia is ready to take control of things where daughter Blaze is concerned. And now that we know Valentine has a plan for Sunny, is Ava working with him? Jason is working for Case to protect Carly. Curtis is able to walk, and Drew and Nina have an intense interaction. Drew wants to see exactly how Nina's doing in her new position. Jagger, sorry, John wants to take Pikeman down, and he thinks his latest plan will prove successful. What will Anna do with the information Jason provides her? Carly has something to get off her chest, and so does Michael. Will they be confessing to one another or other people? Anna has approached Tex about joining the local police force, but there are still hurdles to be jumped, including an interview. General Hospital has cast a few recurring roles, with which will bring two new characters into Carly and Nina's orbits. Greggy is stern with Finn, Sasha and Cody grow closer, and Maxa tells Nina to let Sunny go. As Dante continues down the road to recovery, he is asked a pretty big favor by Chase and Brooklyn. Finn's continuing to worry about Dad Gregory's downward spiral, which prompts him to share his feelings with Elizabeth. Sasha and Cody have danced around one another long enough. Today, they're finally going to admit they have feelings for one another. How will Christina react to the news Blaze shares with her? Tracy and Stella sort of reached an understanding the last time they saw one another. How will it go when they cross paths again? Her life in pictures celebrate the third birthday of Josh Wicker's daughter with photos of precious moments and a daddy-daughter date. Portia vows to fight Kevin and Laura should they try and overturn Heather's conviction. Heather makes some changes in her life, and Sasha is full of surprises. Will Tracy listen to the words of advice she's offered by Terry as Curtis proves himself to be a rock for Trina? Josh finds herself getting a big shot. Kevin is right there by Laura's side when she goes to check up on Heather. Is a long-time loon really making a return, or even semi-normalcy? Sounds like Cody might be in for a treat as Sasha proves she's got mad skills in the kitchen. Drew has no patience when John is concerned, and that's about to become very clear. Brooklyn has Grandma Lila's dress, but all is not right with their wedding wear, so it's Lois to the rescue. Christina's dad and Blaze's mom are about to get to know each other even better. Wonder just how well. Unaware of just how close to the truth would hit, Anna goes to Brendan with the questions about Pikeman. With everything going on in their lives, Sam can't help but be concerned about Danny. as Brooklyn Minnesota celebrates a momentous loss, the time is perfect to bring Emma back to Port Charles to stay. Cameron Mesa addresses his new show affects whether or not Drew is staying in Port Charles. Next week, tensions explode between Drew and Nina. Ava's behavior captures someone's attention, and Anna turns to exactly the wrong person for help. Plus, what is it that Jason has for Carly? Monday, April 8th, the soap will not be seen today due to ABC News' extended coverage of the eclipse. Tuesday, April 9th, things are about to get heated between Drew and Nina, and while we mean they're going to fight, could something be more happening beneath the surface, given to the notoriously thin line between love and hate? When John winds up in trouble, someone unlikely may come to his rescue. The animosity that Sonny feels toward Jason grows even stronger. Can they ever find the way back to being best buds? What's next for Willa? That will become a major topic of discussion between the beauty and her husband and her hubby. What is it about Ava's behavior that has Christina's eyeing her suspiciously? Wednesday, April 10th. Sonny and Jason's latest meeting is the kind at which people say the tension was so thick you could cut it with a knife. Here's hoping nobody brought a knife. Drew and Nina find themselves unexpectedly on the same page. Carly sees John in a different light. There's another reason for Curtis to celebrate as he manages to cross another marker. Oh, Ava, what are you up to and what are you trying to find as you poke around Sonny's house? Thursday, April 11th, irony alert, when Anna needs a bit of help, she turns to ex-lover Valentine. Too bad she doesn't know what he's really been up to of late. After Anna's inquisition of Jack Brenner, we're wondering if Valentine is the head of Pipeline now or someone else. Will Alexis be able to join Diane's law practice? We'll have a better idea once a former attorney gets word about her appeal. Curtis and Drew just may be going into business together. As their wedding day gets closer, Chase presents his bride-to-be with a surprise. Nina definitely gets her wires crossed when she comes to completely the wrong conclusion. Friday, April 12th, Jason has something that he very much wants to give Carly. Get your mind out of the gutter, people. Perhaps when things go south on Home and Hard again, yet again, Lucy and the Deception Gang realize that's simply not a great form for their presentations. Brooklyn will get to see the softer side of her grandmother when Tracy takes her aside for heart-to-heart. Fans of Sasha and Cody rejoice. Why? Because she's realizing just how much she enjoys spending time with him in the stables, and we're pretty sure it's not because she likes cleaning up after horses. Greg is there to offer Alexis the encouragement she needs. Dancing with Elias Peacock recaps. Sanders' exercise regimen could set him free, and Paulina gets good news. Holly has been trying to tell the truth about her drug overdose for her ages. When she at last stuns everyone with the details, will they finally not only listen to her but believe her? EJ is less than thrilled by how supportive Eric is when Nicole processes what she's learned. Love ain't easy, which is basically the gist when Teresa has a long conversation with Tate about the pitfalls of relationships. Did Abe's angel-assisted love really cure Pauline? The couple will find out today if she's cancer-free or not. And Xander takes a closer look at the evidence that's been compiled against him. Will he find something that helps clear his name? A guilt-ridden Chad vows to make things right, and Everett's hypnosis such as Rattleson break out the tissues because Chad's going to pay a visit to the grave of his late Miss wife Abigail. What's going on between Stephanie and Everett? We'll all get an update along with Julie. Meanwhile, the troubled young woman becomes the latest to undergo hypnosis with Marlena. The bakery is busy as ever, so Johnny offers to lend Chanel a helping hand. Ava and Harris must be really, really exhausted because they decided to spend the whole day in bed. Oh, wait a minute. Jada learns she's still married, and Xander presents his evidence to Rafe. Jada is more than a tad skeptical about whatever supposedly learned during his hypnosis sessions. Will Stephanie feel the same way? Troop realizes that Wendy isn't necessarily over the trauma they recently underwent. It looks as if Ava and Harris finally arise from their bed, implored to share a special private date. Holly throws Nicole's past in her face, And Teresa moves back in with Alex Nicole, who knows quite a lot about the topic, looks just highly about the consequences of her actions. Meanwhile, Tate's parents are happy to finally bring him back home. Pauline and Marlene discuss the recovering woman's upcoming treatment. Kate vows that she will do whatever it takes to help Lucas go free. Brady demands Tate stay away from Holly, and Everett refuses to sign divorce papers. Tate may be spending the morning with his dad, but the young man's mind is totally on Holly. Determined to make sure Holly knows how serious the situation is, Nicole views to take it easy where the girl's punishment is concerned. Although Eric's words about forgiveness are meant for Stephanie, Sloan can't help but take them to heart. In her heart, Jada is no longer married to Everett Bobby, but can she convince Rafe that it's also not true in any other sense of the word? Chad and Leo may want to yell stop the presses when Everett shows up as a spectator with breaking news about Stefan. Next week, Kate listens to Steve makes a confession, Clyde gives Ava a direct order, and Nicole faces off with Kristen, plus Xander tells Chad that he wants to find out who framed him. Monday, April 8th. John has questions for Harris, specifically about the time he spent in Bayview. How will Kayla react to the confession that Steve makes to his wife? Brady and Alex may not be best buds, but they do have one thing in common which they definitely need to discuss. Teresa, meanwhile, Constantine wants to know what's up with Alex and turns to Teresa for an update. When Maggie and Julie have a conversation about Constantine, might the redhead's eyes be open to some of his less amazing qualities? Tuesday, April 9th, Abe will be right by Paulina's side as she undergoes her first radioactive iodine treatment. It's finally time for Johnny and Chanel to start the honeymoon, so they'll head to the Horton cabin. Here's hoping things don't take a bad turn, given how often terrible things have happened there. If Ava thought she was through with Clyde, she should think again, because he's got new orders for her regarding an item that's been hidden at the bistro. Tripp and Wendy hit the park in order to get their heart rates up. EJ has a pretty bad day going from butting heads with Kristen to spatting with Holly. Wednesday, April 10th, Eric wants to know exactly why Sloan hasn't paid the past due rent. Xander's out to discover who set him up. On the plus side, Sarah's right there by his side. When Everett turns to Marlena, will she be able to help him? Does Stephanie still have his Everett? If you've been wondering, we might get answers when Jada asks that very question. Nicole makes it clear she's not going to let Kristen trash talk Holly. Thursday, April 11th. Holly and Tate finally get a little bit of time together, and how they spend it by having a romantic picnic in the park. Steve comes to Kayla in the hope she'll accept his apologies. How will Maggie react to Constantine's bad news? Everett has no intention of signing the divorce papers, and Stephanie understands and wants to know exactly why. Ava turns to Harris for comfort as she continues to worry about Clyde's influence over her life. Friday, April 12th, Maggie, as Constantine continues to charm Victor's widow, we can't help but want to pry open her eyes. Xander hopes Chad will help him investigate exactly who is behind the frame job. While in isolation, Paulina loses her patience with Abe, but surely he'll understand under the circumstances, right? Who or what is about to interrupt Johnny and Chanel's honeymoon? Listen to these recaps and spoilers. Tune into your favorite soaps to find out what happens. Have a good week and stay safe.